Sailing America, the ultimate in reality radio with information that can save your life. On this show, you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths that are controlling our world. We have created the living hell we find ourselves in here on planet Earth, where doctors create disease and destroy life, and administer biological weapons nicknamed vaccines, which are corrupting our very genetic structure. Where police and the judicial system protect the criminals and persecute the innocent. Where governments have become terrorists against the people they purport to serve and commit treason every day by allowing the destruction of our air, water, food, and planet. Who suppress the natural solutions to all of these problems that are already available. Who are stealing and torturing our children under the guise of child protection. The ability to see the big picture is a critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to bring these predators down. I suggest everybody go to either of my websites, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com or drcarly.com. Download the diagrams that I have posted there. The first diagram is the big picture of all diseases, and then listen to my lecture where I'm explaining the diagrams. Because if you want to maintain health, certainly you have to stay away from the white coats and learn what's actually making you sick. Let's see, I'm going to make this brief because we have a very important guest today. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites to help keep my websites up and help me obtain research materials and other things I need to do to continue to expose these monsters. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me. But don't be surprised if they're, you know, not willing to check things out for themselves, because once you realize the doctors are killing you, of course, that opens up other doors that you may not want to look behind. But that's what you need to do, because they're killing us in so many ways. To learn how I do consults, click on the Services tab on my reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com site. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. My toll-free number, which works from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, the Caribbean, is 888-321-6751. Of course, I have never-ending computer issues, phone issues, etc. for some strange reason. So if you get a strange message that my number's been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. If you're outside of the aforementioned areas, U.S., Canada, the Caribbean, my Skype username is drcarly1. But please try to only use Skype if that's the case, because I get so many requests for Skype contacts, and, you know, I just can't have thousands of Skype contacts, because then I can't find who I'm looking for. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. Archives of my shows for the past few years on various networks can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. Click on RBN once you get on that site to go to the RBN Archives. Okay, there's the music. I'll finish up the intro and bring on our very important guest after this message. What's Ailing America, and our answer today is America is Israel's whore. And my special guest is Ken O'Keefe, a veteran. But before I bring him on, let me just quickly finish reading my intro. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 800-313-9443. Very important that callers mute their phones while waiting to be brought on, so as not to cause interference with whoever's speaking. And please wait until the second hour to call in so I have an opportunity to introduce the topic of the week with my guest. Of course, please support the Republic Broadcasting Network if you appreciate the shows that are broadcast here, and please let them know what shows you appreciate. Also, if you go to reversingvaccineinducedDiseases.com, click on the link section, scroll down to the bottom, you can sign up for the newsletter I contribute to every week, the American Survival Newsletter, which this week I'll be making my 44th contribution. And, of course, since my newsletter is also entitled What's Ailing America, I will never run out of answers to that question, unfortunately. But the good news is that the military is waking up. And when I found out about Ken O'Keefe, I was ecstatic. Here's a veteran who knows what's going on. And actually, I would like you to introduce yourself, Ken, if you would. If you could just give, a brief history to the listeners as to why you signed up to fight in these fake wars, obviously not knowing there were fake wars, and what you realized once you got there and what you have now done, which is very dramatic. A little clue is he has actually given up his U.S. citizenship. So I wish I could do that if I had someplace else to go. But anyways, take it away, Ken.
Well, thank you for having me on, Dr. Carly. I really very much appreciate what you're doing. I'm white, middle class, suburban bred, had a, very good life, very, very loving family, and, I same values that every red-blooded American white person, at least, I think, might be a little bit different for the immigrants or many black people, but as a white, middle-class, suburban kid, I grew up loving my nation and thinking, at worst, we made some mistakes, but far and away we were, quote, the greatest nation in the world. And, that was the context to which I joined the Marine Corps at the age of 19. I think also, my father wasn't really around that much, and I didn't have a father figure. My mother more than made up for it. She gave me all the love that every child deserves, and I think probably intuitively, however, I knew that the lack of the father figure and a disciplinarian, something drew me to the Marine Corps, and so I joined the Marines at 19, back in 1989. I asked for the infantry, for the grunts, and that's what I got. And ultimately, I took very seriously the training of the Marine Corps, especially things like leadership by example, honor and integrity. I believe in these things. I believed in them then. I believe in them now. And, the leadership, for example, by example thing, what happened to me, what changed everything in my life really dramatically was I saw abuse of power. I saw leaders in my immediate unit, in 2nd Battalion, 4th Marines, Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, on a ship, the USS Ponce, which now has directed energy weapons on it, by the way, which I just read about. I saw my leaders abusing their power, and I spoke out against it, and I made a decision to do it openly. I could have done it clandestinely or secretively. But I didn't think that was honorable. I thought, hey, if I have a gripe, I should be honest about what is my gripe and who am I. And I paid a dear, dear price. I went from being a very respected Marine, who knew my job, did it very well, with a high position of rank, for the short time that I was in. And I went from that to being, the biggest piece of defecation. I don't know what we can say on the radio here, but the biggest piece of defecation that my platoon sergeant had ever seen, and he vowed to make my life hell, and he did. And when I realized that I had joined the Marine Corps to, protect what I thought was clearly the greatest country in the world, and I, honor and integrity was at the heart of what the Marine Corps was all about, and realized that because I had done the right and honorable thing, that my life was being made hell, that just destroyed the illusion of the Marine Corps for me. And once that was destroyed, that was the trauma that I needed, and it was a very uncomfortable time in my life, but it made me a better person. I'm so grateful for it now. And once I realized that it wasn't reality, I then started to question everything else. And I found from that point forward that I would never give up my freedom again, that I would exercise my freedom to the hilt. And after I got out of the Marine Corps, I commenced to a course of independent study, and I really started to take a hard look at politics and history. And when I got deeper and deeper into it, I realized, wow, oh my God, you know, actually the Marine Corps is one of the greatest Marines, Medley Butler. He wrote a book called War is a Racket. You know, this is an ultimate Marine. And if you look at what he said about the Marine Corps, we're nothing more than mafia enforcers, you know.
Right. But unfortunately, you know, you didn't find that book until after you had enlisted, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
And I just want to interrupt you to inject the following, that your experience is exactly the same as my experience when I entered medicine, okay? And I spent 17 years training to become a doctor and then found out that they were assassins because I witnessed it for myself. They're creating all diseases. They're killing people, experimenting on people, etc. And I, like you, actually look at that as a gift, although it's been a horror show in my personal life with all the persecution I've undergone. But that's how we wake up. Because I believe, like you believe, we're the greatest country in the world, we have the greatest medical system in the world, blah, blah, blah. It's not true, folks. And one thing I just want to ask you to go into a little bit more, because you kind of just shocked me, talking about this directed energy weapon ship. What's going on with that? Because there's an excellent book called Where Did the Towers Go? By Dr. Judy Wood, who talks about how 9/11 was accomplished through directed energy weapons. What is their excuse for needing directed energy weapons? Who are they going to use those on? Do you know anything about that?
Well, I only just saw it the other day, and it's only brief. But if I may say one thing first before I tell you what little I know about that.
Sure.
The thing I'd like to say is that, especially right now, most of your listeners are Americans, and especially in the aftermath of 9/11, when I knew very quickly, for many various reasons, you know, that kind of position was, you know, a guy like me was looked at as an absolute traitor and blah, 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 blah. Thankfully, you know, we've come some way since then, and there are still Americans who were so programmed that they don't realize just how much they're being abused and how much everything good and virtuous about their country is being destroyed right before their eyes on their watch. But I'm not a holier than thou. I speak very frankly. I was stupid. As far as I'm concerned, I was stupid. I didn't know. I was programmed. I was brainwashed. I didn't know. And I made a stupid decision. I could have been killed or killed people and might never have recovered. How many veterans come back, if they come back at all? Maybe they're missing a limb or two. They become alcoholics. They become drug abusers. Some become homeless. They have post-traumatic stress disorder. They beat their wives if they have them. And some of them commit suicide. In fact, large numbers. I could have easily been one of those people. So when I talk, I don't talk from the perspective of, look how much better I am than you. No, not at all. For whatever reason, I've been blessed to understand the truth. And I just want the best for everyone. And that includes the American people, the Israeli people, all people of this world, the Palestinians, everyone. I don't want what's good for any one group. I want what's best for everyone. And the truth is the only way we're going to affect that. And so going back to what you asked me, I just read the other day that there's a directed energy weapon. It's sort of a laser weapon that's been mounted. It's the first one of its kind been mounted on the USS Ponce. And it was on the USS Ponce, this event that I happened to me on the Marine Corps, in the Marine Corps. I was on that ship when my superiors were violating their position of power. And it was on that ship that I spoke out against them. And it was on that ship that my platoon sergeant said he would make my life hell. And it was on that ship that the point for me, and literally I've never, and that's the very same ship that they somehow put this directed energy weapon on, which I found to be quite ironic indeed.
Well, and one has to wonder, what are they telling the people on the ship? You know, the low-level grunts who are just, you know, doing what they're told to do because they've been, you know, brainwashed into following orders no matter what the orders are, which is the same as the medical doctors are told to do.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm totally on your camp. I'm not holier than thou either. I happen to have taken the time to investigate what's going on. You cannot find the truth from the talking heads at the top. You're never going to find the truth that way. Okay, there's some music. We're going to a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned, folks. And we're back with What's Ailing America. My special guest today is veteran Ken O'Keefe. And I just want to say that the way I divide up the population is the people that have a conscience and those who are psychopaths. And it's very obvious that psychopaths are controlling the world. And now this past week, we've witnessed this false flag Boston massacre situation. One thing that made me very uplifted was that there's hundreds and hundreds of YouTubes and blogs already out there claiming this to be a false flag and giving their you know, proof that they found in their investigation. So, you know, it's not working. What these monsters are doing is not working. And one reason I was so excited when I found out about you was that, you know, the soldiers take an oath to protect us from traitors within and without. It's obvious that the traitors are in the District of Criminals, especially when they passed this H.R. 4133, in 2012, the United States-Israel Enhanced Security Cooperation Act, that basically, no matter what Israel does, we're going to go along with the program, you know, murdering the Palestinians, stealing their homes, all the different things that are going on. This is treason. And, of course, the high-level military has to be part of the psychopathic group in order to have that status, but I'm hoping that one day the soldiers will face reality as you did. No matter what the consequences are, if you're willing to risk your life and, you know, limb to serve, quote-unquote, your country, why wouldn't you be willing to get rid of the psychopaths? What do you think the chances are of that?
Well, it's literally happening. You know, there's no question at all. I mean, I have no doubt whatsoever that more and more Americans, not just at the, you know, the basic working class level, but in high positions of power, there are many generals and higher ranking military men and women who actually do deeply care about America. They're not psycho. They still are under some form of trance to some degree, but nonetheless, many of them are becoming more aware. One thing that actually is really quite amazing, and this is an important, but it shows that there's a major sea change, is that with regard to the agenda, which clearly, we find that the intelligence services of not just America, but amazingly in Israel, so-called intelligence services of Israel, Mossad, and the CIA are in perfect agreement that ultimately Iran does not pose any kind of real threat, that they are not, there is no indication that they are attempting to develop weapons of mass destruction, specifically nuclear weapons. And this is incredible. And then not only is it the intelligence services, but even the military. And this means that the Pentagon and also the higher ranks of the Israeli military, now these are not institutions, you know, the intelligence services or the military countries, they do not have any kind of track record that would indicate any service to tyranny, psychopaths in service to other psychopaths. And yet, the intelligence and military of both Israel and the United States both make very clear that the feigned threat of Iran is an absolute ruse. It's not true. There's no evidence to support it. But what that tells me is that there are a lot of people, not just at the working class, you know, basic everyday level, but important people in positions of who are not down with the program, because they realize the obvious, and that is that we cannot sustain a third world war. We can't. This is a one world that we live in, and if we have a third world war, which involves nuclear weapons, which very likely, if we have an attack against Iran, there will be nuclear weapons involved, because it's hard to believe that China and Russia could sit by and allow Iran to be taken out by us. It's not really very well. They have to do something. That could escalate into a nuclear war very quickly. And what becomes really incredibly important for people to understand is that, listen, those people that are at the top of the pyramid in the positions of power are absolute psychopaths. Complete and total psychopaths. And ultimately, what you think as a somewhat rational, sane human being, as brainwashed as you are, most people are at least sane. You wouldn't want a third world war. Nobody who has any sanity would want a third world war. But if you are a psychopath at the top of a pyramid of power, which is disintegrating before your eyes, because all of the lies that your institutions of power rely on are being exposed, for you, a third world war is a great thing. In fact, it's the only thing that could save you. So the motivation for those at the top of the pyramid is completely different from those of us who have any sanity whatsoever. So this is how dangerous it is. Parent, for me, I don't understand how you can be a parent, attempt or try to disengage and play this, you know, denial game. The writing is on. You have to read that writing, because your children are going to inherit this planet. And if there is any planet we're living in, they're going to inherit whatever it is you leave to them. And really, exactly. We have to do more.
Exactly. Okay, there's music. We're going to a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
And we're back with What's Ailing America. My special guest today is veteran Ken O'Keefe. And Ken, you were talking about the nuclear threat before the break. I just want to mention that the nuclear threat is already tremendous. We have Fukushima. I mean, what kind of a psychopath would build four nuclear power plants on one of the biggest fault lines in the world, first of all? And, of course, we're all being irradiated from radiation from that disgusting situation. And if I remember correctly, there are 26 nuclear power plants in this country that were built in the same fashion as those reactors. So it's just a matter of time. Whenever they want to cause an issue, you know, they can have some kind of another false flag at a nuclear power plant, or there could be just some earthquake that they create with HAARP that causes some kind of a situation with that. Not to mention the fact that all of the hospitals in the United States and in all the Western countries, as far as I know, have nuclear medicine facilities where they're injecting people with radioactive isotopes. And we had a situation here in Chicago a couple of weeks ago where they detected what they thought was a dirty bomb being carried onto a train in Chicago. So they went, the Viper, which is the TSA's, special services force, went train to train with their radiation detectors and found it was coming from an attorney who had a nuclear medicine test that morning. So he was emitting so much radiation that they thought he was a dirty bomb. And once they found out he got his radiation from a hospital, it was like, oh, okay, then just go on your way. So how many people in this country are radiating this dangerous nuclear medicine isotopes to people around them, sleeping with their spouses, urinating and defecating, sending this into the water supply. We've already got a nuclear threat. And in my opinion, you know, we have Nikola Tesla, who 100 years ago figured out how to give free energy to the world using the energy from the ionosphere, and yet these psychopaths, you know, choose to do things their way, which is killing so many people. So, you know, it's just unbelievable the amount of things they're doing to harm us, and that's what we have to face. And, of course, the military is a prime target, as we had discussed off the show. You were aware of the danger of the vaccinations, and the military is being experimented on with vaccinations, and I am convinced that their goal is to take as many of them out as possible, because they don't want the soldiers to come back here and tell us what's really going on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's just incredible. You know, I think back to this slogan, which was so strong. I don't know how much, you know, how strong it is now in America, because I've not lived there for many years. But support our troops. Support our troops became the slogan for keep our troops in occupied lands and continue to fund the wars that translate to mass murder, war crimes, crimes against humanity, and also subject the troops, the ones you're supposedly supporting, like myself, for instance, who served in the first Gulf War, where we were given experimental drugs, which, you know, this isn't my opinion. I am a test subject for experimental drugs, which have been directly linked to so-called Gulf War syndrome, and many so-called heroes, which I remember being called a hero back in 1992, we had many of America's sons and daughters have been murdered effectively by a process of human experimentation. When Adolf Hitler experimented on whether it was Jews or gypsies or others, well, we could see that for what it was, but our own government has done that, and I'm living proof, and this is the reason. And yet we allow these same psychopaths who are still in power to not only test on us with things like the so-called anti-nerve agent drugs and pills and injections, but they also expose us to depleted uranium. Which, what is depleted uranium? Depleted uranium is nuclear waste. I want to see all these scientists who were actually prostitutes who've sold their soul. I want to see them lie next to a bed sack full of nuclear waste for just a few nights or so to convince me that nuclear waste is completely harmless and totally fine. Because we as heroes were exposed to this depleted uranium, and many have had problems which are indicative of exposure to radiation, such as birth defects and all sorts of other genetic damage and cancers in particular. And I've actually been to a hospital in southern Iraq a year after the invasion of Iraq in 2004. I visited a hospital, a children's hospital in southern Iraq, and I can tell you that they have photo albums in this hospital which are full. And I'm talking photo albums, one album after another, full of pictures of little babies that don't look human. You tell me how they managed to get pictures of little babies that don't look human, that look like little mutant monsters, most of them stillborn, some of them managed to live for a bit, and those that do survive, who might look normal, end up getting leukemia and other cancers, which is completely indicative of radiation exposure. This is the kind of thing that they do to our American sons and daughters. So while I might have been called a traitor and so on and so forth in years past, the truth is that I actually do care about American sons and daughters. I realize that the government and the higher-ups of the military are a bunch of treasonous bastards, and ultimately they don't give a crap about any of them. They are cannon fodder, and they will continue to be used as if they are nothing more than useless pawns and idiots, as Henry Kissinger so profoundly said. And that's ultimately the reality, you know. And the truth is basically, you know, revolutionary in these times, because those who hold the power use lies to maintain their power.
Yes, I'm very curious. What was the excuse they gave to the service members for using depleted uranium in their warheads and such? I mean, that is so insane. You know, we're told these lies by the presidential traitors, Bush and now Obama. Oh, we're bringing democracy to these countries. Give me a break. We're bringing poison, death, like you said, birth defects. And this is supposed to protect us from terrorists? I mean, the people in these countries must be saying, we don't want your democracy. Get out of here. And, of course, that's what they are saying. But this whole situation, you know, bringing about the New World Order, they have to take over all the countries that have Muslims, which will not engage in usury, because that's the main purpose. Get them all on the usury, you know, trail so that they will get their countries indebted to these Jewish banksters and basically get to the point where they have total control of all countries through usury. So, but I'm just curious, what did they tell you about using depleted uranium? What was their excuse for that?
Well, actually, the truth is we didn't even know they were using that stuff. I never knew about it until later. But I can tell you with the experimental drugs, in particular, if you'll recall, there was this very significant threat of Saddam Hussein possibly using chemical weapons, which we had every reason to be concerned about because, of course, we're the ones that gave him the nuclear weapons, which he actually used against the Kurdish people and the Iranians in the Iran-Iraq war, which we, of course, basically ordered. So there was a very, very legitimate reason to be, you know, concerned about him using chemical weapons. The irony is not lost on me there either. And they said, well, we have to give you these injections and these pills because he may use the chemical weapons. They didn't remind us of the fact that same chemical weapons we gave him, you know, but they certainly said he has chemical weapons and we need to protect you and blah, 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 blah. So, you know, if you're a brainwashed American, you know, patriot who's in the Marine Corps, of course you're going to believe that those who are, you know, injecting you and giving you pills are doing it to help you. You know, I look back on that now and I really have to laugh. You know, I mean, my God, if you believe that they're looking after you, how many veterans do we need returning home who are feeling suicidal, who are feeling the post-traumatic stress disorder and can't get any real help at all, and who are going to be just left hanging dry before they end up committing suicide or some other such horrible act because they just can't handle the reality of the pain they might feel from whether it's dismemberment or, you know, the key people they killed. You know, a lot of our sons and daughters, in particular sons, are killing children and women. That's what they do. And some of them are raping. Because when you're in war, you know, it's ridiculous to think that you're on such a noble side that you aren't going to have people who come from your country who are going to rape, literally. Little girls, too. Little boys, possibly. And they're going to rape and they're going to kill. They're going to murder people in cold blood, including women and children. It happens. That's war. If you don't want that to happen, then you need to make sure that you're not involved in a war. The only war that is justifiable and honorable, in my opinion, which here's an irony for you, is a war of defense. So that means the only people who are indulging in war right now that is honorable, regardless of the tactics they might be using, is the people of Iraq, people of Afghanistan, people of Palestine, people who are being attacked and occupied and invaded have every right to defend themselves. And that's the only war that's just. And the only real criminals, you know, the major criminals in this world are actually, ironically, the United States of America. So American sons and daughters are the real war criminals, or at least following the orders of the real war criminals. And we're doing what is the most ignoble thing of all. And again, ironically, those that we're calling terrorists, they're doing exactly what we would do if it was our country that was being invaded. I know I would. I don't know how many Americans are going to be so blatheringly stupid as to not to admit the fact that if it was our country being invaded and we sat there and did nothing, actually, we wouldn't be cowards. In our own minds, I know I would look at someone like that, another man, an able-bodied man, and I would say, you are a coward. Whereas I am willing to die to defend my country, my wife, my children, my mother, my father, my brother, my sister. I will not sit in my country and watch someone come from halfway around the world, invade it, and kill with impunity and not fight back. I will fight back with whatever weapon I have. That's just the way it is. But of course, if you're so brainwashed, you can't even see the obvious. The obvious is we're the criminals. These people who are defending their countries in other parts of the world are actually heroes.
Well, I realized a long time ago that the men that are, and women that are coming back with post-traumatic stress disorder are the ones that have a conscience and that realize they've done atrocious things. Of course, the soldiers are also raping women in the military. There's a greater chance of being raped by a fellow soldier in the military than there is having some kind of a, injury from an IED or gunfire or whatever. And that's when I realized they must be inoculating the soldiers with rabies, because rabies is what causes this type of behavior. And so that's very clear to me that this is all being done intentionally as well. It's all part of the demoralization and trauma at the cellular level for all of these different people. And that's what's going on. And, of course, we're seeing now in Boston. I mean, I was amazed. This obvious false flag. Anybody that's got two eyes and brain cells that are working should have realized what's going on. We had this entire city of Boston, about a million people, told to shelter inside, you know, stay inside while they look for one alleged, you know, terrorist. And then after they announced that they had caught the guy, a 19-year-old young person, they were on the streets clapping and high-fiving the SWAT teams. It was disgusting. They're bringing tanks into the city. I don't understand why people can't see where we're going here. This is a total tyranny that we're facing at this point, and it's very troubling.
Yeah, well, you know, most certainly it is, but at the same time, there's, I think you're very aware of this too, Dr. Carley, that while they have the power to, put forward their propaganda, and we can find plenty of idiots out there who will support the agenda, there is how many people becoming more aware for the Boston false flag? I mean, to be honest, I mean, I see huge amounts. I don't want to, like 9/11, I can say 100% categorically, you must be the most brainwashed fool not to realize that that is 100% false flag. The idea that 19 hijackers and Osama bin Laden did this was so ridiculous from the beginning, much less now. But with Boston, it's been, 6 days. All I see is it's clearly false flag. We see the agenda, but I want to reserve, just a little bit of judgment, just a little bit longer so that we can hammer them that much further with the truth. I've seen, just for instance today, there's one thing out there that could be classic disinformation and really quite damaging to the importance of people realizing about false flags, and that is that one of the injured people, forget his name, ultimately there's pictures of him, his legs are blown off, and there's been some information out there on the internet that this is a veteran, that he's an actor, basically a crisis actor, and this is out there. Now, if this could be hugely damaging, if this keeps going out there and it ends up being patently false that this guy is an actor. If this guy actually did have his legs blown off, he's not the Afghanistan veteran that some are saying he is in the internet, what's going to happen is those of us who know that this is almost assuredly a false flag or clearly a false flag, we're going to be marginalized that much further, because this disinformation, which some of us buy into, is going to marginalize us that much further. And so we need to be intelligent. Our numbers are growing. People who are realizing that there's something terribly wrong, that we can't continue this way, that the concentration of power in the hands of an already provably corrupt, psychopathic bunch of criminal prostitutes is not the answer. We need to be very careful but very intelligent, and our numbers are growing. This is the positive side from my perspective.
I totally agree. That is the good thing. Okay, there's the break music. We'll be back after the message. Stay tuned, folks. So my special guest today is veteran Ken O'Keefe. And before I forget, I just want to give you the opportunity to put out your website. It's Truth, Justice, Peace, right?
I have worldcitizen.uk.net, trade.aid, trade-not-aid.com.net. But whatever, I don't really, if people want to find me, they can find me. I have to say one thing, Dr. Carley, and I apologize if this causes any problems. I just really need to say that, goldenstagsafaris.com and whatnot, man, the idea of rich white people going down to Argentina to kill big game, some of which was imported, wow, that just really, I need to make clear, I may be on a program where that advertising is going on, but I am not down with that, I really, so I just need to make that clear. Let's move on.
Okay, and, let me just say I agree. I'm going to, it's already posted on the lightofdayradioshow.com archives, under this show date. The first video I saw of Ken O'Keefe was his YouTube, Iran is Not the Problem, We Are. So you can find that link there. I definitely suggest that you check that out. And, it's so bizarre. If you're gonna go on a hunting safari, why don't you go hunt for the psychopaths? That's what I hear every time I hear that commercial. That comes to my mind.
Here's a little personal story. When I was in my 20s and I started becoming more and more aware, actually the first issue that I really, really got into was so-called animal rights. And, I could sit here and debate anybody on this particular subject. I find many, many people who are in the animal rights movement to be just as idiotic as any other group. But, I agree that, here's the basic premise of my position, and that is that if you have the ability, because you're more intelligent, your tools are more effective, whatever it is, to take advantage and abuse and exploit and enslave others, that doesn't mean that you should do that. And if we agree that, well, because human beings are at the top of the pyramid and because we're smart enough to use other species to our advantage and make our lives more comfortable and so on and so forth, well, then what's to stop another species from another part of the universe coming here and doing to us and not having every bit as much right to do so? Because they are clearly more capable. They could come here with weapons, they could immobilize us, paralyze us, take our genetics, continue to procreate us so that we can be used for food or fuel or whatever. Why not? If they're smart enough to do it, it makes every sense that they should be able to do it, because hell, we do it to every other species. This is part of the insanity. I don't care how many people are doing it, how popular it is. I don't buy into that. No, sorry. I don't want to be part of exploiting another species or another group of people, whether it's based on race or nationality or whatever. I don't buy into it.
Well, I totally agree. And, of course, we don't have to wait for them to come from another universe, because the psychopaths are here, and that's what they're doing. Okay, this is a short break. We're going to take calls in the second hour. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.